A lot of you know I was gone this past week on a mission trip with a group here from St. Michael to visit the Mustard Seed community in the Dominican Republic. If you're not familiar with the Mustard Seed communities, St. Michael's had a relationship with them for a number of years, a couple of decades actually, in terms of our support of them and our sending a couple groups to visit some of their different places in the world. The Mustard Seed Communities is a Catholic nonprofit that takes care of special needs children in very poor parts of the world. They have houses in Nicaragua, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, where we went, and South Africa. A group from St. Michael went to this place in the Dominican Republic, it's probably almost 15 or 20 years ago. A group went to Jamaica back in 2015. So we've kind of had a casual relationship with them. My hope is that we really would strengthen our relationship with this organization and send a group down to the Dominican Republic every year. That's my hope. I'd like to preach about this experience and some of the things I feel like God taught me through it, but we just got back like a little after midnight this morning, so I'm still a little sleepy. So I want to wait and also want to process. Next weekend I'm preaching at most of the masses, so I'll share more next week about the experience. But I do want to just share one story from the week. So at the house that we were at in the Dominican Republic, there's 48 mostly children there. There's a few kind of like older teens and maybe one or two adults. The majority of them are all in wheelchairs. 42 of the 48 are in wheelchairs. Most of them can't feed themselves. So one of the main acts of service we did is we helped the staff feed 40-some children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's an incredibly humbling thing to feed someone who can't feed themselves, especially in such a poverty-stricken situation. Spanish obviously is the main language in the Dominican Republic, and only one, maybe two of the staff members spoke any English. I studied Spanish in high school, college. When I was in seminary, I spent a whole summer in Mexico doing an intense immersion program, doing tutoring 5 days a week, and then living with a host family. So that summer I got fairly decent in my Spanish, but as a priest, I've never been assigned to a community that has a Spanish mass. So I never really had a chance to use it in my 10 years as a priest. And like any foreign language, it's like you either use it or you lose it. And so I feel like I've lost a lot that I've learned in high school, college, and in seminary. And when we were down there, on Monday, one of the head staff members who spoke some English, she asked if I would celebrate Mass in Spanish for the other staff there and some of the local community. I said, sure, why not? Let's give it a try. I'd never done it before. So they had a Spanish missal, and so I got it, and we planned to do it on Wednesday, and I was kind of practicing on Tuesday and on Wednesday morning. And when we got ready, we were sitting for the Mass on Wednesday afternoon, and the staff came, and they brought some of the children in for the Mass. They have a beautiful little chapel there on their property. And even some local people came. This even little local band came. This guy came with his guitar and a few singers. And they sang all the Mass parts and sang some songs in Spanish. And I think I did okay. You know, my first time celebrating Mass in Spanish. Although, of course, right at the very beginning in Spanish, I go, in the name of the Father and of the Spirit. I'm like, oh, stupid. But what really struck me at that Mass was a line from the Gospel today. In the Gospel today, we hear this famous line of John the Baptist, probably his most famous line, because we say it every time we come to Mass. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." At every Mass, right before communion, we sing the Lamb of God. We sing that song. And at this Spanish Mass, the little band, they sang the Lamb of God in Spanish. Cordero de Dios que quitas el pecado del mundo, ten piedad de nosotros. And as I listened to this band, you know, sing the Lamb of God in Spanish, I was so struck by the word world, who takes away the sins of the world. And I was standing there at the altar, the Blessed Sacrament, you know, it's right in front of me. Jesus is here with us. I'm hearing the music, and I'm thinking about that fact that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You know, here I am, I'm this American kid, don't really speak much Spanish, and doing the best I can here. We have Spanish speakers all around me. I'm in a foreign country. But yet Jesus is the one who takes away the sins of the world. And I just have this overwhelming sense of gratitude in the fundamental truth that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're from the United States of America or from the Dominican Republic or from Mexico or Brazil or Argentina or England or France or Germany or Spain or Italy or Nigeria or Cameroon or South Africa or Afghanistan or Pakistan or Russia or China or the Philippines or Japan or Australia or Wisconsin. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Only He can do that. Only Jesus can take away the sins of the world. And you see, it's because of that fact, which I was so struck that day in the midst of this Spanish Mass, listening to this guy sing the Lamb of God in Spanish. I was so reminded of that truth. Only Jesus can take away the sins of the world, which is why I need Him. And you need Him. It's why the whole world needs Him.